AP News for this Sunday, January 21st. I'm Jackie Quinn. A change in the political landscape for president.
I am today suspending my campaign.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, even before Tuesday's New Hampshire primary.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him.
Trump has been campaigning in New Hampshire. This weekend, he picked up key endorsements and noted that South Carolina's governor and senator are not supporting their former governor, Nikki Haley.
Almost every politician from South Carolina is endorsing me. How do you do that when she was the governor?
Haley's been campaigning hard in New Hampshire, hoping to put a dent into Donald Trump's lead.
Do we want more of the same? Or do you want something different?
Independent voters are also able to vote in Tuesday's primary. Still sub-zero temperatures in parts of the country. The nearly week's worth of winter storms resulted in at least 67 deaths. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
The lowest temperature we found this morning, I think, was across parts of Iowa. Minus 20 degrees.
In Memphis, crews are working around the clock trying to fix burst water pipes. It forced 500,000 residents to use bottled or boiled water. There's been a shooting at a rental home near Houston, Texas. 3 people died. Authorities say more than a dozen young people were partying. In Israel, the death toll in Gaza reaches a grim milestone. Our Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Palestinian death toll now exceeds 25,000, according to the health ministry in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli government appears far from crushing the militant group and freeing more than 100 hostages.
Sarah, the Duchess of York, has been diagnosed with skin cancer, detected while she was undergoing treatment for breast cancer. This is AP News. Why are there new charges against actor Alec Baldwin?
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Actor Alec Baldwin has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting of a cinematographer 2 years ago after a similar charge was dismissed last year. A new analysis of the gun that killed Helena Hutchins allowed prosecutors to recharge Baldwin. His attorneys say they look forward to his day in court. Singer Lionel Richie premiered a documentary at the Sundance Film Festival about the making of We Are the World. Richie says one person put them in line.
Once Ray Charles walked in, neutralize the room.
Comedian Pauly Shore hopes to make a feature film about fitness guru Richard Simmons, even though Simmons himself opposes it. Shore promises it's not a joke movie.
It's about the message and the feeling of Richard Simmons' message, which is love and help and making people better.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.